Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at Lauderdale by the Sea for Bugfest, and I am standing here with a scuba cowboy at the Driftwood Resort, which was nice enough to put us up. This is a fine place, isn't it, Pup?
This is absolutely awesome.
Yes. Now, we are going to talk about Pup's catch, because he did catch a couple bugs that I allowed him to grab accordingly, because it was his first lobster outing for Florida spiny lobster season. But I want to talk about this resort first, and then we're going to head over to the American Legion, join our buddy Neil Watson, the dive god, and God knows where things will go from there. Like I said, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa has been spotted here in South Florida, so he might even make an appearance today on the show, so stick around. That's coming up. But first, I got to talk to Ellen. She is the big cheese, the big kahuna here at the Driftwood Beach Resort. Do I have it right? Driftwood Beach Resort?
Driftwood Beach Club in Lauderdale by the Sea.
Right, and this is kind of a timeshare resort place where you could purchase a unit, or if you want to come down and visit like we're doing, you can rent units by the day, week, whatever necessary.
We have timeshare owners that have been coming to the Driftwood for 33 years.
Yeah, you know, they are very, very friendly folks here at the Driftwood. I was kind of taken aback because we walked through the resort and they kept stopping us like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? And it was like, we're not supposed to be here, are we? But it's just what it is. It's like a family type of place to hang out, and you get to know all your neighbors pretty quickly.
And it's kind of like going back into the 1950s.
Very retro.
By the Sea is very retro.
But very nice. You got all the amenities, hi-fi or Wi-Fi access, broadband, all that kind of stuff. The units are equipped really well, but they kind of have that turquoise kind of old vibe of a classic beach resort, right?
And the cool thing about the Driftwood is that you don't need a car when you come here, because you can walk across the street to the beach. You can walk down to the corner to have a drink.
Stumble home to your room, which we've done over the last few days. Yes. Very convenient in that regard.
Yeah, there's not too many places left where you can do that anymore.
True. So. Without getting arrested, and because that whole driving thing creates a problem. But you don't have that here at Lauderdale by the Sea because of the location. You guys are literally right around the block from the main square. It couldn't be more convenient if you want to come out here and do some beach diving. I would imagine you get a lot of divers coming and taking advantage of it, or is it one of these kind of things where they're not that familiar with the fact that you guys are tucked away back here?
Yeah, I think Lauderdale by the Sea is a little secret that is finally starting to get well known.
Right, which explains why they're full 100% occupancy this week for Bugfest. The word has gotten out, at least for you guys, I guess, right?
It is, and we're happy about that because we love to have divers. They fit right into our little town.
Your little club, absolutely. Yeah, now the Driftwood Beach Club. So not only are you guys, you have like a little horseshoe accommodations and property and a pool, but then you have to cross the street to get over the beach. And then you have a little courtyard area roped off all to yourself as well. What do you guys use that for?
That's our beach patio with our two tiki huts. And late at night, we sit under there and drink and sing and have a good time. And then in the morning, everyone congregates there to watch sunrise. So you got to get up tomorrow at 7:30 and see our beautiful sunrise.
Or you just don't go to bed.
Right.
That would work in a very convenient sense as well. But yeah, we haven't made the morning thing yet. But yeah, I don't know. The week is still, you know, we still got a few days left
before
here to enjoy
leave.
The resort. Yeah.
Before you leave.
Now, do you dive as well, Ellen, or no?
I used to.
So now you just kind of accommodate all the divers that head down this way.
I haven't dove since I got a mask squeeze.
Yeah?
I'm petrified now.
Why? Well, you just gave you the outline, or did you do the bloodshot eye thing?
My whole blood, all eyes were all bloodshot for 3 months.
Yeah, but didn't you use that to your advantage and say you, like you were a vampirus or something like that?
Yeah, I tried to.
But it didn't work. You didn't want to repeat that element.
I love divers. I think they're a great club, and they have great personalities, and they're adventurous, and they love to sit around and talk and share stories, and they're just a great group of people.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, the people just hanging out here, like I said, I don't know how many of them actually dive here at the resort that own the rooms here that we've been hanging with this week, but they're extremely friendly.
Yeah, there's one family here. They're originally from South Africa.
Wow.
And they've been diving in Lauderdale by the Sea for 15 years, and they told me that 15 years ago their son caught a lobster that was 3 feet long.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? You hear those stories right here by Commercial Pier where I heard yesterday, the second day of mini season, someone got a big 3-pounder, and that's a big monster lobster compared to what, you know, you typically get down here. You might, you know, they get a 2-pounders, and those are good-sized lobsters for sure, but a 3-pounder is a monster, but a 9-pounder, it's a matter of who's catching who at that point, isn't it?
Right. And if you catch any lobsters, you have to share it with everyone at the Driftwood. That's a big rule.
Do they abide by that? I haven't seen that yet. Now, Pup has 2 lobster tails in his refrigerator there in our room, so he's supposed to share that, isn't he?
Right. Our barbecue girls are right up here, Paul.
Pup, what are you going to do?
That sounds like a good plan. I was just going to say, though, some of us get 2-pound lobsters, but some of us completely get skunked.
Yeah, well, that's not that funny, Ellen, really. I mean,
I think it's hilarious. I don't know what you're talking about. She understands totally.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I'm a newbie.
Yeah, well, no, you know, I am the lobster slayer during mini season, and what I did is because this was his first lobster diving experience. He's from Colorado, Ellen. So not only has he not been to the Driftwood, he has not been lobster diving. So me being the accommodating diver and lobster slayer that I am, I felt it was necessary to share this experience with him and allow him to catch 2 bugs. Yes, CJ?
Beginner's luck.
Okay, yes, exactly. That's when CJ was choking. That's all that was, yeah. But it's all about sharing the love of diving and then hanging out with your fellow divers as well, right?
Yes, it is.
Have they shared any of their lobster with you this week?
Tonight, I think, is sharing night.
Sharing night, that's right.
I'm there.
Well, it's your lobster she's expecting to share there, Pop.
Well, I know, but if everybody else is sharing it too, we might have a lobster fest right here.
Yeah, well, it could happen. It could happen. I have a feeling he's going to hightail it out of here, Ellen. You're going to be able to.
Has Paul tried Florida
lobster?
It's Pup,
by the way. It's Paul if you want his lobster. It's Pup if you don't. Or
has
somebody.
Pup tried,
take that, flip it.
Florida lobster, are you that?
You've had Florida lobster tail, haven't you already before?
Yes.
Yeah. He's had it. He's just never caught it, which is a totally different animal. If you catch your lobster and then you get to eat your lobster, it's like 20 times better, right?
It is. The fun part is eating.
Or if someone else catches your lobster for you, like Pup in my case, that's really, you know, you let him do the work and then you eat his lobster. That's just as satisfying. Wouldn't you agree, CJ?
No.
Okay. You wouldn't agree with that, but he got skunked. What about you, Bubble Boy?
Oh, I'd have to agree.
You would agree that it's better to do that, to catch your own lobster or let someone else catch it for you, as long as you get to eat it. That's all that matters.
As long as I get to eat it, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Now, if people want to get to the Driftwood and experience this whole Bug Fest thing, or just come any time during the year and experience the world-class shore diving they have here at Lauderdale by the Sea, where do they go, Ellen?
They would go to our beautiful website, www.driftwoodbeachclub.net, and contact Ellen or Pam.
Excellent. And all they have to do, I mean, once again, they can book by the night, by the week, whatever's necessary. You guys operate like a hotel, or if you want to come down here and purchase a week or become an owner, that's available as well, I guess, right?
Right. We'll take anybody anyway.
Yes. Well, they allowed us, so that ought to answer that question right there. Well, Ellen, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure hanging out here. And I got to say, this is one of the nicest resorts I've ever been to down in this area, and that whole retro vibe. With the turquoise colors and the classic theme, it kind of brings back an old-time classic Florida resort. You think, Pup?
I think it's beautiful, and the proximity to all of the occasions that are going on around here, and certainly the proximity to the beach is just wonderful. I mean, you can't get any closer to the beach without being in the water.
Well, this is true. And the I don't know. I keep saying that, you know, the shore diving here is just world class, and I think it's because the reef structure outside of right here off Commercial Pier just protects the water, and you can go out there and just dive some gin clear water, which we don't have that in anywhere else in Florida. Am I right, Ellen, or do you know?
I think the reef goes all the way up the coast of South Florida.
Right.
In Lauderdale by the Sea, the water is always very calm.
Yeah.
So it's a great place to start diving if you're a beginner, and people have been diving here for years and years. So
yeah, I did my first rebreather experience right here at Lauderdale by the Sea because of that simple fact. Great place to learn to dive, great place to just have a great dive, Lauderdale by the Sea. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Kevin Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
There's something wrong in the air.
Air is not good, Patrick. Air is not good.
There's a middle.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now we have moved from the Driftwood, a beach club resort, and I got a call from the dive god, who obviously resides down here in South Florida. He said, Greg, what are your plans? You know, you're catching lobster, and all that kind of stuff. And, well, I hear you're not catching them. So maybe you would like to eat some economically. So he said, come on over to the American Legion down here in South Florida. It is a steak and lobster night. So I said, that sounds like a deal. It's better than going to Publix and having to prepare it yourself, and probably cheaper because they offer an amazing deal here at the American Legion. I've come out here with Neil many times, but Neil Watson is with us, the Dive God. How are you, buddy?
Man, I'm doing great. We're at Post 36,
yep.
American Legion, yes, on State Road 84. I brought you guys from Fort Lauderdale Beach to the American Legion for lobster. That's cool.
It is. You know, you can smoke cigars in this place. There's like no rules or something.
They got ashtrays next to the urinals.
Okay, and that's where they should be.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Are you sure they're not one and the same?
Yeah.
It could be by the end of the night. It's no telling here. But, it's a great place, actually. And a lot of veterans come here and enjoy a real nice steak and lobster deal. And because we know Neil and he's a veteran, he's like, yeah, come on over. I know people, right?
Yeah, I'm important here.
Yeah, you are. Well, you're the dive god. Well, you run this whole South Florida vicinity, the whole area down here. Centers around the dive god, as it should. Four world records, for those of you who don't know. And maybe we'll get into that a little bit. But how are you, Neil?
Man, I'm doing great. It's good to see you. Welcome to South Florida here, coming down with the Bug Fest. And
that went really well. You know, we were there at the beginning of Bug Fest when I talked to you in hour one. Now it's a little bit later. But after seeing how that went, that was a big crowd out there and ended up showing up for the cook-off.
You know, and I forgot to mention that we had some competition going. You know, I'm with the Guy Harvey Outpost, and in both Jeff Terode, South Florida Diving, and Slate are both Guy Harvey Outpost properties.
Right.
And we had a little competition who would get the biggest bug.
Yeah.
And Jeff, hands down, was the winner.
Jeff did win, and that was because he caught a lobster of about 3 pounds, is what I heard. What did you hear?
I heard about the same.
Yeah.
Slate saying that because he has all the lobster traps down in the Keys, so he was at a disadvantage.
That's his excuse. Yeah, yes, as you need to have one when you don't catch the proper quota of lobster. Now, my excuse was that the scuba cowboy was down here with us, and he had never lobstered before. So me being the lobster slayer, as opposed to me just, keep all the fun and the lobster to myself, I need to spread the love a little bit and let him experience that whole vibe and whole thing of catching a lobster. So I let him catch 2 lobster and basically gave him, that opportunity. Does that sound good, Neil?
You're not going to live that down.
I'm laying it down thick here.
That's beginner's luck thing is that's a bad deal.
I don't like that whole thing. I really don't. Since he's not here, I really hate him right now. You know what I'm saying? That's the truth. But that's my excuse regardless. But I know we got your buddy Jack Jackson with you. Jack, how are you? Just say hi, if nothing else.
Hey, doing great. Glad to be here, just riding your tailwind here.
Okay, don't get too close. We just ate. And as good as that lobster is, it could pack a punch if you're talking about tailwind. Do you hear what I'm saying there?
A big salad, baked potato,
roughage,
a lot of lobster,
a lot of fiber in there.
$17.
Dangerous combo. Yeah, $17. Yeah, you cannot beat that. And that's just one of the many things. But you have to know someone who's a veteran to even be invited to a place like this. Isn't that right?
You have to be a member. I'm an ex-Marine, so, Jack and I both are members. So.
Yeah, the reality is Neil knows everyone in South Florida, so pretty much this place is probably open to everyone. You know, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can get a drink here at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Very nice. Hey, that is an advantage for, you never know when you might be thirsty.
That's true. Hey, we got a band tonight, a live band out back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A little entertainment. Actually, the Scuba Cowboy's out there talking to the musicians right now. And probably bragging about his lobster catch is my guess as well.
I'm sure.
Yeah, and maybe picking up a few musical tips.
Well, lobster.
It's 12-pound lobster. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The 2 lobsters that he caught were okay. One was a fairly good size, maybe about 1.5 pounds is what I'll go with. And then the other one was, it was okay. For a first-timer, what are you going to do? But what have you been up to, Neil?
You know, just heading off to Brazil in a couple of weeks. Going to go down and do the Now he has an event down there. with about 60 or 70 dive instructors and wholesalers and shop owners, and I'm going to go down and do a presentation and visit with some family down there and hang out. And the exchange is great to go there. It's not too good for them to come here, but I'm looking forward to that. And I was down diving with Slade a couple of weeks ago, and of course, my son Neil Jr. is running the dive operation in Old Bimini, so I get over there every chance I get and get wet over there. So
very nice.
I'm busy.
Yeah, we got to get over to Bimini. We got to get back over there.
Absolutely.
Because they've been doing a lot of work now that the construction stuff is kind of, has it subsided over there in Bimini? So the diving is actually back to somewhat normal as far as, I don't know, they were doing some dredging there a few months ago, but all that's kind of over with now, isn't it?
Yeah, the dredging's over with. I mean, they messed up a bunch of stuff, but fortunately, our operation is on South Bimini at the south end, and we do all our diving south, which is where the better diving is anyhow, so it doesn't impact us that much. But, you know, it's a shame that they even allowed that to happen, but they... It's there, so we live with it.
Yeah, know? Well, exactly. And Junior's over there running the dive operation. Does he come over for mini season and take advantage of that here in Florida, or do they have their own mini season in the Bahamas? I don't even know. They don't do that, do they? Or do they have a season?
Well, they have a season, but it's not too well enforced.
Oh, okay, I got you. So there's the season, and then there's the local season, or how they operate in the Bahamas. They just go when they're hungry.
Yeah. But, you know, Neil's the lionfish slayer. He's been into the lionfish thing.
You know, they had that rule for the mini season this year that if you caught 10 lionfish, you could get one extra lobster. But it ended up, we saw one. Pup speared one lionfish, and that was all we saw here in South Florida. Yeah, absolutely.
That's great.
Now, you know, we were diving some more popular areas. There are a ton of boats out there, so I have a feeling there's still plenty of lionfish out there, but the areas that we were at, they had already been kind of, kicked back a little bit, or people were trying to take advantage of that option that the FWC was offering to everyone this year.
You know, they're never going to eradicate it. I mean, it's like mosquitoes in the Everglades. I mean,
yeah, right.
You know, they're there. But for the areas that you have mooring buoys and the dive sites and wrecks that the operators go to, they can control it on those sites, which is cool.
Yeah.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm hanging out in South Florida with the dive god Jack Jackson and his buddy. We are at the American Legion. We just feasted on Florida spiny lobster and steak. They got a special night here. Not really connected to the Bug Fest festivities, but the dive god was nice enough to invite us over for this little special event. Believe it or not, even Scuba Radio Drunken Santa has been seen here at the American Legion. When he heard that they had the lobster, that they had the steak deal, they have really great drink prices, he's like, yeah, great. And there he is over there.
Hey!
Just stay over there for now. We'll talk to you soon enough. However, I do have Barry, our South Florida super fan, with me right now. Barry, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm good, man. So did you do any bugging or no?
No, I have not bugged yet. I'm going to bug next week.
You're going to bug? Okay, so you're letting the tourists take care of the bugs right now, and then when it calms down a little bit, you'll go out and take your shot. Is that the deal?
Yeah, it'll be nice and quiet. I get out there, no one around me, I catch them all.
And the plan is for you to go back and, take advantage of the, a lobster walk or something? Is that what you're hoping to wait for, or are you just going to go out and take your chances here in a couple weeks?
Well, you know, the trick to the lobster walk, you have to wait for the storm to pass by.
Okay, you got to wait for a storm. But that's not going to keep you from going out there and, taking your first shot at the lobsters for the season, I guess, right?
Oh, of course. I'm going to go out there because I know where they are.
Now, where will you go? Will you go to Lauderdale by the Sea, or will you go a little further south and do some? I know you got some spots down there in Hollywood, which is closer to your house or something, right?
Yeah, There are some spots out in Hollywood, but I can't give you the exact coordinates.
Sure you can. You've been drinking enough. You'd spill the beans by now. What are the GPS coordinates there, Barry? Come on.
You head down at 25 degrees north latitude and about 80 degrees west.
Okay, and that puts you where?
That'll put you down in Miami.
I'm not going to fall for that one, Barry. He already got demoted to a medium South Florida fan.
No, I was the mediocre South Florida fan for a while.
Yes, because he had forgotten to watch me in Sharknado. We got to talk about this. I'm not like the dive god who's been all over the world, but I have been in a major motion picture now, Neil. What do you think?
You were a star, dude.
You didn't watch it either, did you? Obviously, because he wouldn't have said that if he had seen it. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, look here. Every once in a while, okay, there's a technological breakthrough. All right? It's what we call in the business a game changer. They got these things today, I'm telling you. You can go deep sea diving with one, okay? First, there was the clapper. You got the slap chop. George Foreman grill. Then you got this little baby right here, okay? It tells you all the stuff about the oxygen content in your tank. If I'd have had this thing back in high school, the depth, okay, that you can go, you talking about do some math.
That watch does that?
No, this thing here only costs $25. It's a calculator.
He's a high-tech diver, underwater man of mystery, a genuine survivor, with all the latest dive technology.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are at, we're at the American Legion right now in South Florida as part of our Bug Fest coverage of the entire area. We're celebrating accordingly with fresh Florida spiny lobster and steak night here at the American Legion, thanks to the Dive God. Now, the Scuba Radio Drunken Santa has tagged along, and I guess I might as well talk to him at least a little bit, and then we'll, I don't know, maybe we'll finish up with him. Are you over there, Santa? What's going on?
Hey, man. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Yeah. All right.
It's not Christmas time there, but
it is for me.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, just hold on. We'll talk to you soon enough. We got some other folks to talk to that are not from South Florida, but actually came down to join us for the festivities. And of course, that would be Eminem, Mike, and Mark, the original Scuba Radio superfans. Maybe you could teach Barry a thing or two. You hear what I'm saying, Mark?
I know what you're saying, Greg. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to see you. You know, now, Mark, we catch up with Mark every now and then when we go out to the Long Beach dive show, and he comes out and joins us and we catch up. He's been living out there on the left coast for a while, but you just moved back to Florida, right?
I did indeed.
And you're ready to maybe even join us in the Turks and Caicos in October for the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Is that the plan?
I am working on it. I'm selling my house as we speak. And when those proceeds come in, Greg, I'm your man.
All right. Very good. It's a good market. That'll happen soon. And then, of course, we got Mike, who actually lives in Florida, and we haven't talked to him in, like, years.
And we never see each other.
Yes. You know, so go figure. I see Mike, I see Mark way more than I'd ever see, I mixed that up again. I see Mark.
You bail me out a lot more than, you
well,
know.
Well, yeah, true. That's it. Yeah, he needs more trouble when I go out to Long Beach. I have to bail him out of jail and that kind of thing. And so we catch up. But Mike lives right down the street, and I never see him until I said, hey, Mark's coming down for Bug Fest. He goes, well, okay, I'll come too. And so we recreate the original Scuba Radio Superfans M&M. So how you been doing, Mike?
Doing really, really well. Of course, we couldn't let Mark loose on South Florida and be completely unsupervised, so of course I had to jump on board.
Exactly. You had to kind of indoctrinate him back into Florida lifestyle thing and that kind of stuff. Yeah. It working? But you guys just got here, so you missed mini season, but you're here for the weekend festivities, right?
Yeah, I did have a question, Guy. I thought we were coming to the Lobster Fest, and the bugs you caught, we're going to be at, and here we are at the American Legion for Lobster Night. What's going on?
Well, this is the best thing, because you get to eat them without having to catch them. So, and you guys weren't here to catch them, so you get to eat them. So that's not a bad deal, is it, Mark?
It's all working out for me, Greg. I don't know.
You're not complaining.
I don't know what Mike's talking about, yeah.
So what you're saying is you had a mini season.
Okay, we'll go with that. That sounds good enough. Now, the Scuba Cowboy's here, too. I allowed him to catch two lobsters because this is the first time ever trying to catch
lobsters. What you're really trying to say is Greg got skunked. That's what we're really trying to say.
No, that's not what we're trying to say. I said it exactly the way I wanted to say it. But I'm glad that you were able to share the love and experience, and I graciously gave you this opportunity to catch your first Florida spiny lobster, and eat it for that matter.
And I will say this, that I did learn from the master, because I watched you catch your very first lobster that I ever saw caught down in Nevis. Do you recall that?
I do, actually. That's right.
A huge one.
And you saw me catch it, so you know that I can catch lobster. I can be a lobster slayer if I want, but I can also be very giving and pull back when it's necessary to let others experience that special moment.
Take one for them.
Exactly. Like I said,
take one for the lobster team.
I learned from you.
So. Well, there you go. So, way to brown nose there, pup. But look, your music's been going over huge here at Bugfest. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody has just been so gracious. I'm feeling like a rock star.
Yeah, we haven't been able to talk to Pup much. He's been here the whole time, but he's been playing and trying to entertain everybody, and that's went over extremely well with all the bug hunters, including playing that tune just for them. They love that song, right?
Yes, and that's why I wrote it, because I thought they might like it.
Yes, and you caught the lionfish, but you know, he threw the lionfish back. I was going to clean it. We're going to have little lionfish fingers, but you had thrown it back before I realized that you had done that.
Yeah, it was kind of a tiny one, though, man. I mean, it wasn't really enough to fillet or anything.
So. Well, it's a little piece of sushi, lionfish sushi we could have had, or, you know, it covered like two pieces.
But you're not telling the real important part.
What's
okay,
that?
Here's the cool part is, you know how you have the Hawaiian sling that you hunt them with?
Yeah.
The band had broken on mine already, so I literally stabbed the lionfish.
Ooh.
Without a sling. Yeah, we're talking real hunter here.
Yeah, wait, Barry, you're looking at him like that's illegal or something. What's wrong? Come over here. What do you mean? What is the problem? You stabbed the lionfish, you can do that.
Oh, the lionfish, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
what did you think he said? You thought he stabbed his dive buddy? That was me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, all right. He's like, yeah, don't stab Greg. We wouldn't have a show. But anyway.
Could be interesting.
But yeah, you actually stabbed the lionfish without your Hawaiian sling band. It had busted on you and still nailed the little booger. That was pretty
impressive. Shot, yes.
Yeah, he's. I will give you props on that. You are a very accomplished lionfish hunter, and we nailed like 28 of them in Dominica, so we got plenty of practice.
A lot.
Exactly. So we took out at least one. We didn't get the 10 you needed to increase your our lobster take by one, but ironically, we didn't need to, did we?
No.
We didn't see. We saw, every lobster we saw, we caught, though, didn't we?
Every lobster that we saw, we caught.
Yes.
That was legal, and every lionfish that was large enough to actually spear, I speared. Because
yeah.
The other ones were like microscopic.
Yeah, now I did show Pup how to clean the lobster. And do you think you got it? How to clean them properly and all that kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm ready to go. You're talking to a man who hunts and fishes.
Yeah, so you got to you take the tail off the lobster. You can use your dive knife to cut under the carapace a bit. Actually, Barry, our South Florida super fan, was one of the ones I usually have clean our lobster because I've done way too many over the years. You hear what I'm saying?
I do. I understand exactly.
But I cleaned Pup's lobster for him to show him how it's done.
So did you drain the vein?
I drained the vein, absolutely. You take the antenna of the lobster, you stick it up its poop shoop, and kind of clean out that goo, you know, that you don't want. You don't want to eat that, do you?
I don't want to eat
that. Yeah, well, I didn't think so. I didn't know. It could have been Colorado.
It's not a delicacy.
In Colorado, it might be.
Oh, it might
I don't
be,
know.
Yeah.
And that's where he's from. So, but, yeah, I showed you how to do it, and you can Google this if you're listening. If you ever want to know how to clean your Florida spiny lobster, it's pretty easy, pretty quick thing. You don't even really need any special tools. You use the lobster itself to clean the lobster.
Yeah, exactly. I actually did appreciate that, and I will say that was very kind and generous of you to do, because that's normally not the rule when you're out harvesting animals. So being the rookie, the fact that you took me under your wing and showed me that process, I appreciate it.
Yes. Well, you're definitely welcome, and it's all about sharing that love. Now, what do you think of your Florida spiny lobster here at the American Legion that you just ate? It wasn't the one you caught, but it might as well be, because it's just that fresh.
It is that fresh, and it was absolutely awesome. Of course, the atmosphere was good. The company could not be better, and so I'm having a fantastic time. It was a great meal, and I think I just got invited to jam with the band, too. So.
And I figured you were out there comparing notes, and it was just a matter of time before the Scuba Cowboy was going to be joining the local band here. Yeah, what's going on? We got somebody. The Dive God is bringing me over here and says, Drunken Santa has spilled some beers, and we need to get him out of here. I don't know what that is, because he's You brought the proprietor of this place into
this
play?
This is the Commodore. This is Larry the Commodore of Post 30.
Commander. The Commander. Larry the Commander. Welcome to Scuba Radio. You oversee this fine establishment.
Yes, I do.
And what does that entail?
For 14 years now. Everybody volunteers, and we got a good group here. And we take care of veterans. We do everything we can for them, veterans and their families. And if anybody needs any help, veterans, they can always come here and we'll give them help.
Yeah, you know, I will say, you know, when you guys do the dinner here on Fridays, this happens every Friday that you do this steak
every
and lobster
Friday night.
And it's the volunteers are like upstanding individuals in the community that are like lawyers and doctors. Some of these people have big gigs and they just come out and like, hey, can I serve your food and all that kind of stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, he's got to get his drink. Yes. So this entails, what does this entail? Do you kind of have to whip everybody in shape, or are they just pretty cooperative?
They volunteer. They know what they got to do, and they do it.
But if they don't, is it like a boot camp kind of thing? Like, get to it, Megan!
And I got to do it if they don't do it, because
okay.
They're not in the service anymore.
Ah, okay, so you can't do a boot camp kind of thing. They won't.
No, it's kind of hard to do.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. We got more coming up from the American Legion. I guess eventually we're going to have to talk to Scuba Radio Drunken Center and try to figure out a way to get them out of the American Legion without getting arrested or having one of these Navy SEALs on site to attempt to take us out. So that's next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Dive Master sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy. And this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Have you been putting off your next dive because you can't locate your PADI certification card? Chances are it's been a while since your last dive and you need to refresh your scuba skills. When you take the all-new PADI Reactivate course, you can do both! Designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water, PADI Reactivate will refresh the fundamental scuba skills you need to jump back in. Contact a PADI Dive Center, resort, or instructor and sign up for PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Dad, we have a bug.
Bug Hunter. He loves to hunt bugs. He's a diver with an attitude. An underwater thug. With stealth speed and agility, he combs the ocean floor. Many bugs you catch, he's always gonna catch more. Yeah, he's the king of all the lobster slayers, and the word has gotten round. gonna die when the bug hunter goes down.
And we are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're at the American Legion, and you know, we got a couple things coming up that we'll probably won't be able to address until next week's show, but they're going to be worth tuning in for. Not only will we have a big blowout party with Walt DeMartini at the Gomez Hilton, we are supposedly, between now and next week, going to experience flyboarding with South Florida Diving Headquarters. Captain Cocktail has offered this flyboarding experience in lieu of his vote for best lobster concoction. And so we worked a deal. We talked about it earlier. And so we'll find out how this ends. There'll be pictures and video, I have no doubt, of me conquering this activity in stellar form. And if not, well, you'll hear about that accordingly. And it'll be some other guy that I'll change my name to protect my stellar image. You know, I'm an actor now, so I have a role to play and a status that I have to maintain. A very low status, of course. But regardless, we'll see how that goes next week. But we're at the American Legion in South Florida in Fort Lauderdale right now. And he's been hanging out with some of the veterans at the bar. And actually, he's fit in pretty well. I'm surprised he hasn't created a huge scene yet. But let's go ahead and bring over Scuba Radio Drunken Santa and see how he's holding up. Hey, Santa,
hey, this is Greg. If you're going to be doing waterboarding, you should probably not be broadcasting that on the radio. Waterboarding is best kept top secret.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, see, we're going flyboarding, Drunken Santa. It's an activity. They hook a hose up to a jet ski exhaust, and it.
All right, that's an awesome story. Listen to me. The Bubble Boy told me that you're in that movie Shark Tomato.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that because your performance was so bad that people were throwing tomatoes at you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, that happened, but no, it's called Sharknado 3. It debuted on Sci-Fi last week, and yes, I can be found in the background several times in the Orlando theme park scenes at Universal Studios. I play a sweaty Florida tourist that. Yeah, I did such a great job that I was almost kicked off the set when we filmed the day I was filming with the cast because they thought I actually was a sweaty Florida tourist, Drunken Santa.
So then pretty soon Santa can, for the Christmas season, bring the good little boys and girls, the little Greg, the Dive Master action figure that they can play with in the bathtub.
Okay, they could do that if it is so exists. I don't know. I haven't heard what the ratings have done for Sharknado 3 yet. The latest I heard from the initial reaction was ratings are down. But they should be because I'm a diver, so I'm okay with that.
Just make sure you get a piece of the back end. A little tip from Santa Claus.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, for those of you who don't know, he's a drunken Santa from Christmas time and seems to follow us around. You just like the warm water and weather.
I am a freelance artist that performs outside of retail establishments and Christmas time, and the children sit on my lap.
Yeah, and I think he's hiding from the law and using us as some kind of form of cover. But regardless, you followed us around here to the American Legion. I don't know how that happened because I saw you at the Bugfest event at the cook-off while I was judging, but I didn't really, you know, I was trying to keep my distance, and luckily that, I don't know, you didn't get into too much trouble there at Lauderdale by the Sea, did you?
No, but I met a smoking hot mermaid named Everlong.
Everlong. I think it was Everline, actually, Mermaid Everline. But you liked Everline. You did talk to Everline.
Yeah, she's a hot mama.
Yeah, she's she's a mermaid. She lives in South Florida, like down there in the Miami area, and she's an actress, a model, a dancer. She was one of the backup dancers for Enrique Iglesias for his world tour a few years ago.
Yeah, I liked to watch her backdoor dancing, and she told me, Greg, you might want to collaborate with her because she told me she was a very, very good actress.
Yeah, well, she is. I mean, she's taken acting classes and that kind of thing. And, you know, for Sharknado 3, I drew from past experience. You know, you have to channel
your personal experiences. I've been with sharks. I haven't personally had to experience sharks in a tornado, but it was fairly easy for me to make that jump and I think sell it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, because you're a professional and you're a method actor. Hey, do you think the scuba cowboy's hat is flammable?
There's only one way to find out.
I have a lighter.
Okay.
It would be like the straw man in the Wizard of Oz.
Well, you know, I see, you know, the dive god and Bubble Boy and the crew, they're smoking cigars. Feel free to light it up.
It'd be a shame if something happened to that hat.
Santa, go back, you know, salute our veterans, that kind of thing. Feast on some lobster, maybe some steak, whatever you want to have here at the American Legion, and hold back on the rum this time.
I want to light his hat on fire.
Yeah. Okay, this isn't going to end well, but it'll make what we call radio gold.
It's called showbiz pizzazz. He's a rocker and he's a cowboy, and they call him Puppy, and he's a sick puppy, and I like to see him dance around while his head on fire.
Wow. One last time, I got to come back to the dive god. It's always good to see you, my friend.
Hey, man. 50 years in this industry, I started with nothing. After 50 years, I have almost all of it left.
Well, there you go. And on that disturbing note, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Downward sweater.
Save that.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.